Diane May has helped carry on the Newmarket Santa Claus parade tradition for over a decade. As part of the organizing committee, May and others spend several months getting the parade organized annually, with dozens of participating organizations involved. It is all about maintaining the family experience that has lasted more than a century, May said. I've had many, many years, of my husband and I bringing the children to the Santa Claus parade, and our extended family has joined us for many years, she said. Our children are older now, and I just think it's an important tradition to continue in the town of Newmarket. The parade will come down Main Street and Eagle Street once again November 18 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. About 50 different floats and attractions will be taking part, along with Santa Claus himself and his elves making an appearance. It's a great way to bring holiday cheer and welcome Santa to town, May said. Every committee member has lots of great memories of attending the Newmarket Santa Claus Parade, and they're so happy to bring it to the community. The parade will feature many brand new organizations taking part, including a group of indigenous dancers. Newmarket resident Nancy Fish said she was inspired after seeing the dancers in Toronto's Santa Claus Parade and wanted it in her local parade, as well. Fish, who is Métis, invited Anishinaabe Ojibwe grandmother from Shawanaga First Nation Reserve Kim Wheatley to participate. Wheatley, who regularly appears at town events, accepted. I want to celebrate the Indigenous culture, and honor it, Fish said. I just feel that should be part of the parade. The parade is something Fish said she regularly attends. I always go to the Santa Claus parade, I love it. We have a great downtown, and the parade is wonderful. As far as watching the parade, May's advice is to dress for the weather, with the parade going ahead rain or shine. She also suggested bringing blankets or sleeping bags if they're bringing children who may sit on the curb at the front of the crowd. Bring your patience, because it takes time to find a place to park, she said. And bring your holiday spirit. Children can also bring their letters to Santa, with Canada Post workers and parade marshals collecting them. Some Main Street businesses will also be offering treats during the event. The Postmark Hotel will offer free hot chocolate during the parade outside its doors at 180 Main Street S. Residents are also encouraged to bring donations to the Newmarket Food Pantry. The parade starts at the corner of Eagle Street and Lorne Avenue, proceeds east on Eagle Street and continues north on Main Street to finish at Ontario Street. The parade will result in several road closures as floats get set up. These include Kane Parkway, Lorne Avenue to Eagle Street from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Andrew Street from Den Street to Lorne Avenue from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Lorne Avenue at Avenue Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Eagle Street from Helmer Avenue to Water Street, then north on Main Street to Davis Drive from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. May expressed appreciation for all the past committee members who have helped keep the parade going over the years, as well as partner organizations, including the municipality and York Regional Police. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, there's a lot of logistics that go into the organizing of the parade, and it's with all their help the parade is a success, she said.